Alaa Adass had saved his whole life for this home. An Israeli airstrike this week smashed several walls and shattered that life.
It was really, really hard. The emotion is greater than I can express.
In this bedroom, the dried blood belongs to Dania and Iman, his two youngest daughters, both now dead.
My daughters were my eyes. Today, I lost my eyes. I lost my eyes. My heart is broken.
At the beginning of the recent escalation, victims of proximity, their neighbor, a commander of the Islamic Jihad armed group.
Over the last few days and nights of bombardments here in Gaza, an Israeli military target has often been differentiated by mere meters from a family tragedy.
Alaa's only son, Hamza, seems still in shock. At the funeral, their neighbor's body lay wrapped in an Islamic Jihad shroud. Dania and Iman beneath the Palestinian flag. Their bodies lifted up. To paradise, the crowd shout. Dania was due to marry in July.
How would you feel as a father if you were preparing to celebrate your daughter's wedding in a white dress in a month's time, and instead you are burying her in that white dress?
Israel's decision to resume targeted assassinations may have damaged the fighting capacity of one Gazan resistance faction, but at a calamitous cost to the city's people.
What's their guilt? What did they do? No, this was a full-scale crime. They know there are civilians in here.
Despite this destruction, what passes for normal life in Gaza has resumed for many. The ceasefire means fuel shipments can flow once more, and street food sizzle again. But for some, like Alaa, rebuilding his life will mean coming to terms with tremendous loss. Willem Marx, Al Jazeera, Gaza. Representative